brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Before we start today, I want to mention that we are moving to a new platform soon. It's going to be found. You can find a link in the description. It's also going to be at Spreaker, spreaker.com/show/Brain Builders. And that's going to be very exciting. And today we're going to get back into the mitochondrial meditation that Dave Asprey talks about in his book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in just 2 weeks. So now, just a quick reminder, we were talking about the deep breathing and visualizing energy going down all the way through the entire planet to the other side and then coming back up with a gold or platinum color to it when it returns. So now, let's get back to it. Notice there are more and more attractive green fields with farmers working, and the fragrance of the fields becomes more noticeable. As you look just off to the side of the pathway, you see the platinum gold beam that's been supporting you in increasing amounts on your adventure. The beam almost appears like a sleigh, one that you can sit on and ride as it goes down and around the mountain. Above you is a beautiful branch from a very large tree that has these very translucent yellow leaves that float back and forth in the wind. As one of these leaves slowly makes its way down to this grassy knoll next to you, it's a great time to rub your hands together 8 times and then put your palms over your eyes and just relax, taking it all in. It's not necessary to feel anything. There can be a sensation of warmth or coolness or prickliness or no sensation whatsoever. It is all there for you. Then after about a minute, rub your hands together again about 8 times to get some friction between them, and then put both hands over the center of your chest, palms next to each other or on top of each other. Relax and take that in now as you breathe calmly. After a minute of enjoying the chest position, once again rub your hands together 8 times and gain some friction, and then put both hands over your belly button. Your hands can be side by side or on top of each other. As you take in all that's there, let it pass through you. You may feel something different each time, or you may feel nothing at all. Every time will be different. After resting in this abdomen position for a minute, release a big smile, take a deep breath, slowly open your eyes and stretch. From there, enjoy taking on your next opportunity for success. Recommendation: practice this meditation once a day throughout the 2-week program, ideally using the audio version at bulletproof.com/headstrong for maximum effects. Very exciting. I plan on doing that myself. Cool off. For the next 2 weeks, you're going to be benefiting from the cold early every morning. At the end of your shower, turn the water all the way to the coldest setting for the last 30 seconds. Stand there and let the cold water hit your body, especially your face and chest, which are two big activating areas for cold thermogenesis. Yeah, you're not going to like this, especially during the winter. Sorry, but it's only for 2 weeks, and you will like the amazing burst of energy you get as a result. If you don't shower every day, hey, it's none of my business. Or if you want to take it up a notch, try sticking your face into a bowl or sink full of ice water for as long as you can stand it. At first, it may only be for 10 seconds. That's okay. You can work your way up. By the end of 2 weeks, you'll be able to tolerate it for as long as you can hold your breath. This allows you to have intermittent hypoxia and cold thermogenesis at the same time. An easy way to do this is to fill a shallow pan or dish with water and put it in your freezer. When the water is frozen solid, take the pan out, add water on top of the ice, and stir it up to chill the water. Hold your breath and put your face into the pan until you can't handle the discomfort from the cold anymore. The optimal temperature for the water is less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit because you want to get your skin temperature as close as possible to 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. You can use a thermometer to check the temperature of the water until you are better at estimating it. He ended up using a snorkel so he could keep his face submerged for up to 5 minutes at a time. while that is energizing, it's also very relaxing. In fact, performing this trick before bed every night will drop your body temperature and help you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper. Dave noticed a profound change within a week when he started experimenting with that a few years ago. Whew, that's a lot to keep track of. So here's a quick checklist to make sure you're remembering all of your Headstrong lifestyle practices. He also created a one-page checklist with a weekly schedule for you, which is available to download for free at bulletproof.com/headstrong. One and done. Set up your lights, set up your sleep cave, maximize your technology, invest in tinted lenses. Daily, any time of day, a cold shower or facial ice bath, mitochondrial meditation, and meaningful movements. In the morning, get natural sunlight at least 10 minutes. In the afternoon, get natural sunlight or violet light. Switch to decaf after 2 p.m. if you drink coffee in the afternoon. At night, take 1 tablespoon of raw honey, dim the lights 2 hours before bed or switch to candles. Do a breathing exercise, turn off your Wi-Fi and router, put your phone in airplane mode, go to bed by 11 p.m. Once a week, you want to do the hit back exercise, not within 2 hours of bed, a resistance workout, not within 2 hours of bed. Are you excited for the next 2 weeks to be the most energy-packed and productive weeks of your life? Once you see what it's like to feel this good, it's hard to go back to what used to be your normal, and you don't have to. He's been following this program for years, and he has no intention of going back to the fuzzy, forgetful brain he used to have. He hopes you'll be with him and stay forever headstrong. Now, headstrong supplements. You don't have to take supplements to make your mitochondria stronger, but there are some supplements that dramatically move the needle more than is otherwise possible, and others that can overcome specific obstacles that are preventing your mitochondria from making maximum power. If you already have the symptoms of mitochondrial decline, these supplements are the big guns to quickly bring you back online. He is well known for taking dozens of supplements every day to maximize his energy and performance, but then again, he's a professional biohacker with a stated goal of living to the age of 180. He'll tell you in 137 years whether or not he makes it, but in the meantime, he's going to do every little thing he can to get his mitochondria working to their fullest potential. Some of these supplements have absolutely changed his life by helping him find the limitless energy he sought for so long. Based on all of his experimenting, he's put together a list of the most important supplements that can dramatically ramp up your performance. He recommends you take these throughout the 2-week program and beyond. High-end race cars require more maintenance and better fuel than your uncle's old beater. He may drive a pickup truck, but his mitochondria are high-performance machines, and he takes care of them accordingly. That reminds me of Coach Steve Watterson, the strength coach for the Houston Oilers when I played there. He used to say, your guys are a Ferrari, and you wouldn't put junk gas in a Ferrari. So that's kind of the same idea. Note, you can order most of these supplements online or pick them up at a local supplement store. Some are highly specialized, and some Dave had to create over the past 15 years to get his biology where he wanted it to be. He spends his creative energy making stuff he desperately wants that can't get anywhere else, and he's sharing it with you here so you can decide what is right for you. Though he recommends using all these supplements during the 2-week program, he has broken them down into 3 categories based on their cost, effects, and how immediately your mitochondria turn on after taking them. Low-impact supplements. You won't feel a noticeable boost for the first day you use these, but they have long-term benefits that are worth their relatively low cost. Caffeine itself, not just coffee, it's an energy booster and cognitive enhancer. It may help ease cognitive decline and lower your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by blocking inflammation in the brain. According to research done by Professor Gregory Frund at the University of Illinois, quote, we have discovered a novel signal that activates the brain-based inflammation associated with neurodegenerative diseases, and caffeine appears to block its activity. Caffeine also increases insulin sensitivity in healthy humans, which is extremely important to sustained energy. A small number of people are genetically slow to process caffeine. You may be one of them if all forms of caffeine make you feel awful. If this is the case for you, it might be best to avoid caffeine entirely. You can get caffeine in pills, of course, but he sticks to getting mine the old-fashioned way, in hot black liquid. Recommended dose, 1 to 5 cups daily in the form of coffee, time of day before 2 p.m. So that's caffeine. Coenzyme Q10 or CoQ10, you make this antioxidant in your mitochondrial membranes. Its job is to carry electrons into the mitochondrial inner membrane where it is oxidized to create energy and protect against oxidative stress. In other words, it helps your mitochondria produce energy more efficiently while protecting against the oxidative stress that energy production causes. Recommended dose, 30 to 100 milligrams daily, time of day with bulletproof coffee or another source of fat for maximum absorption. Branched chain amino acids or BCAAs. BCAA supplements contain the amino acids isoleucine, leucine, and valine or valine. These amino acids boost mTOR, which helps control inflammation and plays a key role in promoting cell growth and preventing cell death. BCAAs also suppress cortisol, which helps fight inflammation even more, and they can plug into the Krebs cycle to boost energy. The problem with most BCAA supplements is that BCAA powder tastes horribly bitter and doesn't mix well with water, so many manufacturers add artificial sweeteners and dissolving agents to it. Stay away from products that contain the artificial sweeteners, aspartame, acesulfame, potassium, or ACK, and or sucralose. Xylitol, erythritol, and stevia are the best sweetener options, and sunflower less than and organic non-GMO soy less than are the best dissolving agents. If you don't like sweeteners or if you're a masochist, you can drink unflavored BCAAs. Recommended dose, 5 grams daily before, during, or right after exercise. Vitamin B12 and folinic acid. Why am I listing these two supplements together? They are intrinsically connected. Many people are deficient in vitamin B12, which can protect against dementia, increase immune function, maintain nerves, and regenerate cells. Your brain needs B12 in order to thrive. Folate deficiency can also cause mental symptoms, although lack of B12 is more likely to be a problem. Folate and B12 are both required for mental function, and deficiency in one produces a deficiency in the other. However, folate will not correct a B12 deficiency in the brain. In fact, if you make a mistake of treating a B12 deficiency with folate, you can get permanent brain damage. That's why he takes them together. So why is folinic acid listed here instead of folate? Folinic acid is a metabolically active form of folic acid that does not require an enzymatic conversion. Approximately one-third of the population does not have the genes that allow them to process folic acid. Folic acid builds up in their bloodstream and interrupts cellular metabolism. This is why Dave recommends taking folinic acid, not folate. There are three forms of B12. The most common form is in supplements called cyanocobalamin. That doesn't work for many people, and while the commonly sold form of folic acid works great for two-thirds of us, it builds up to toxic levels in the rest of us. That's why he recommends the specific forms of B12 and folate below. Recommended dose for B12 is more than 5 milligrams of methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin daily. Recommended dose for folate, over 800 micrograms of 5-methyltetrahydrofolate or 5-MTHF or folinic acid daily, not folic acid. Time of day doesn't matter, but it's sublingual, which means it's situated under the tongue, so you'll have to suck on it for a while. Magnesium. Your body uses magnesium in over 300 enzymatic processes, including all of those involved in ATP production. Magnesium actually reverses the effects of stress on your brain and can therefore increase your memory and cognitive function. Low magnesium means low brain energy, which is a serious problem. Other symptoms of magnesium deficiency include heart arrhythmias, tachycardia, headaches, muscle cramps, nausea, metabolic syndrome, and migraines. Notice how all of these are linked to mitochondrial function. It's also associated with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, asthma, anxiety disorders, and PMS. Sadly, about 68% of Americans are below the already low U.S. recommended daily allowance of magnesium. Due to soil depletion and poor farming practices, it's almost impossible to get enough magnesium from your diet. Given that this is an affordable supplement that's so widely necessary in the body, there's no reason not to take it. Previously, he's recommended taking magnesium at night for sleep. He still does this because it helps with relaxation, but magnesium is a circadian mineral. Your levels change with the time of day. The natural peak levels of magnesium happen at noon, and a recent study from Cambridge University found that magnesium regulates cellular energy over the daily cycle and actually helps to set your circadian rhythm. In short, the more magnesium you have during the day, the more ATP, energy, and efficient sleep you have. He started taking his magnesium in the morning with his coffee, followed by a little more at night for sleep. Recommended dose, 600 to 800 milligrams daily. Citrate, the forms are citrate, malate, glycinate, threonate, or orotate. Time of day, mainly in the morning, with a little at night, if needed, for sleep. So that is the Brain Builders podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as I mentioned earlier, we are moving to a new platform. It is going to be, the link is in the description, and it is at spreaker.com/show/brainbuilders, spreaker.com /show/brainbuilders. This is Dr. John DeWitt. Thanks for listening.